A National Conference of State Legislatures report says states face a collective budget deficit of nearly $26 billion in the current fiscal year. It adds the situation will get worse next year. Budget analysts say the main factors are sluggish or falling revenues and built-in spending increases. In Minnesota, the governor and fiscal conservatives say the problem requires spending cuts, not new taxes. Laura McCollum of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Minnesota's budget deficit is expected to top $4.5 billion in the next 2.5 years. Governor Tim Pawlenty says the state has a spending problem. The suburban Republican, who was elected in November on a no-tax increase pledge, says Minnesota's revenues should go up nearly 7% in the next 2 years. Pawlenty tells every group he talks to that that's more than inflation and consistent with historical averages.
What is abnormal and what is unusual is we have committed to increase spending for the upcoming biennium 14.4%. Now, it doesn't take a PhD in economics to know that you can't have revenue coming in the door growing at 6.6% and money going out the door growing at a rate of growth of 14.4%. The math doesn't work anymore.
Pawlenty will release a budget next week that he says will rein in Minnesota's spending growth. He has said everything is on the table, although he will try to protect K-12 education funding. He is likely to cut state aid to cities and counties, state agencies, and human services. Pawlenty concedes his budget cuts will be enormously controversial, but he says Minnesota has one of the highest tax burdens in the country, and state government must learn to live within its means.
The implications for that are difficult, because lots of folks who have been used to getting lots of assistance from the government aren't going to get it at the same level. But that's no different than businesses and families and individuals are having to do in these times.
Democrats in the legislature say Pawlenty isn't telling the whole story. They say most of Minnesota's increased spending comes from a change in the way the state funds education. 2 years ago, when Minnesota still had a budget surplus, the state took over a portion of education funding that used to be paid by local school districts. Senate Majority Leader John Hottinger says Pawlenty and other Republicans push for the shift.
The spending increases are driven by a decision that he strongly backed to have the state take over much more funding of the education system. It's not like we're spending on something new. We're spending differently.
Minnesota, like most other states, also faces rising health care costs. Most advocates for low-income people would acknowledge that state revenues haven't fallen, but they argue that if Minnesota hadn't cut taxes so deeply when the state was flush with cash, it wouldn't need to make massive spending cuts now. Min Ta of the Children's Defense Fund of Minnesota says the state led the nation in tax cuts in the last few years.
We base it off of a stock market bubble, which exploded in the late 90s, where now you're seeing all these state budget deficits. So as a result, I mean, some of the major decisions that we're having concerning spending, there are real people, real women, real children, real families, real immigrants behind these spending cuts.
Governor Pawlenty argues that if lawmakers hadn't cut taxes during times of surplus, they would have increased spending, which would only exacerbate the problem now. Fiscal conservatives hope Minnesota's budget woes will finally spur lawmakers to reform and streamline state government. But many Democrats and interest groups say the process will hurt Minnesota's quality of life. For NPR News, I'm Laura McCollum in St. Paul.